Hi, it's Glenn Williams here from The Climate Show, fresh from recording a brand new episode, episode number 30, with my friend over here, Gareth.
Hello there, this is Gareth from Wiperhaugh in North Canterbury, where it's dark and gloomy, and possibly in about 2 minutes, the International Space Station's going to go whizzing overhead.
Is it? Do you monitor such things?
Now, well, you know, this is what happens when you have a Twitter stream, you see. Occasionally you see an interesting tweet that tells you something like that.
Well, that's probably slightly off topic from The Climate Show, I would have thought, because we had a whole lot of...
Those guys up there in the International Space Station, they're taking photographs of things like Superswarm Standee.
They did too.
Which, of course, we talked about, didn't we?
Yes, and I did see a photo from the space station. Just, I mean, the photo they took was amazing because it just took up the whole entire picture because the storm was so huge. And that's one of the things we talk about in the show that we've just recorded, and the interaction the storm had with the US election as well.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it was a very nasty kind of October surprise or November surprise for the presidential candidates and for the entire Northeast USA. I mean, it was a horrifying thing. People lost lives. They lost their homes. The entire shoreline of New Jersey has effectively been re-sculpted. So a very, very major event. It was certainly one of the most damaging extreme weather events to hit the U.S. in recent years. Yeah. So, yeah, sobering stuff. But, of course, the election itself was fascinating because we had two candidates who didn't do any talking about climate change at all.
That's right.
And then found themselves confronted by it in the flesh.
Until tempestuous Sandee decided to get there in the middle and shake things up a little bit. So we talk about that. Also, a report out from PwC that looks at the future of warming and whether or not we'll be able to avoid 2, 4, or even 6 degrees of warming.
Yeah, the Bulls and his wife picked up on the 6 degrees thing. I mean, basically what accountants are saying is that we've got a very steep task ahead of us if we're going to attempt to limit warming to anything like reasonable levels. I mean, they're talking about us having to cut carbon 5% a year, every year, for the next 40 years, which if we show no signs of doing, shall I say.
Indeed. And also a couple of reports out that suggest that all our greenhouse gas emissions, well, one third, I should say, are coming from agriculture. Also, there's some nice photos in there. You'll want to catch the video version of this because we explain a lot of what we talk about through pictures, although it's still good to listen to the audio. We explain everything quite well in the audio as well, but there's some great pictures there to check out.
And, of course, there's the various kinds of show notes. So whether the show is posted at theclimateshow.com or on Google Plus or on Hot Topic, you'll find clickable links for all of the stuff that we talk about underneath.
Indeed. So we'll get the show out as soon as possible. It should be out by the end of play Friday. And it'll be out on theclimateshow.com and also hot-topic.co.nz and all those other fancy social media places like facebook.com/theclimateshow, twitter.com/theclimateshow. And as Gareth mentioned, the new Google Plus page as well. Just search for The Climate Show on Google Plus. And we'll see you on The Climate Show. Thanks very much, Gareth.
Thanks, Glenn. It's been a pleasure.